Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Jonathan Schroyer. He is the Chief CX Innovation Officer at Arise Virtual Solutions, where he leads the gaming and consulting verticals and runs the CX Lab in San Francisco. And Mr. Schroyer, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for the opportunity, Eric. It's great to be here.
Now, you're more than welcome and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So, for starters, I understand that you founded Officium Labs to help companies create best-in-class service experiences for their customers. What actually made you want to start this company, Arise Virtual Solutions?
When I started Officium, I've been working in the industry for about 20 years, and every job that I'd taken in the services arena, I saw that the services teams were broken and they weren't working effectively for customers. And so I thought there was an opportunity to build a framework that all clients or all customers could benefit from. And so that's what I did. I invented the service stack maturity model so that all companies out there that have services teams can deliver best-in-class service for their clients. And so that was kind of the incubation of why we decided to start it.
Yeah, that certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, Mr. Schroyer, what advice would you give to others looking to start a company of their own? I'm sure we have listeners that fall into that category.
I think I tend to have like three or four pieces of tips. I think the first one would be make sure you get a great co-founder or two co-founders that you really trust, that you know, and that you can depend on really well through the thick and the thin time. So that's one piece. I think the second piece is to really understand the market that you're founding your company in and asking the question is like, is what I'm doing needed? Is it disruptive? Is it going to be helpful for customers? I think that's the second thing. And then I think the third thing to think about is that when you think about your runway and where you're going to go with the company, you know, who are your key four or five first hires and who are the venture capitalists or the folks who are going to help you be your mentors to drive the company to the direction or that you want it to be, whether you want it to be a $100 million company, $1 billion unicorn, whatever it is. Those would be three tips that I'd give off the bat.
Valuable and fantastic feedback there. Really appreciate that advice coming from you. That is very helpful. And again, we appreciate it. Now, you have over 20 years of customer experience. What do customers want today and what do company leaders need to achieve to go above and beyond what the customers of today want?
I think the interesting thing with customers and consumers today is they have so many different choices. And a lot of the products are lots more similar than maybe they were 20 years ago. And so it's really going to come down to how does that customer feel like they're treated? There's a term called emotional affinity. And it's this idea that your customers will need you every day or feel the need to have you every day, almost like you might have a need for a cup of coffee or Starbucks. You have an emotional affinity with that connection. And so when you meet customers where they are and you provide stellar experience to get them back to what they love, which is the product that they bought or the service that they purchased from you, and then you help them to think about, well, how can I get more use out of this product, more value? Those are the customers that are going to be sticky with you rather than quickly jump to another brand. As we know in this day and age, it's an eyeball game and people move pretty quick from brand to brand if they're not taken care of.
And Mr. Schroyer, we certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today and looking forward to hearing more today. We're speaking with Jonathan Schroyer, the Chief CX Innovation Officer at Arise Virtual Solutions, here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we continue on, I understand also you created and run a CX lab in San Francisco. We touched on that earlier. If you don't mind, could you explain what that is exactly and if other companies and leaders could benefit from this? I would say they probably could.
Yeah, I have this really simple philosophy where a lot of times companies make things more complex than necessary. So why I created the lab was I wanted to have a thinking space or a think tank space where you can pull people out from their day to day and just ask simple questions to then generate the thought of what the future of innovation or the next generation of innovation will be. And what I find is when you bring these leaders and you put them into a relaxed, comfortable space that's not their day-to-day work, pull them away from their email, from their tactics and so forth, they can really have these meaningful strategic conversations that aren't about, well, this is our strategy, let's go deliver. But it's more about like, hey, what's important to us? What's important to our customers? What are our mission? What are our core values? What's the product value set going to be in 5 or 10 years? And how we start to ask simple questions today to build that. And that's why I developed and built the lab out.
Mr. Schroyer, another question for you. How can company and executive listeners tuning in today be better leaders to their team? I know that leadership certainly has taken its lumps in recent years and have struggled to be the leaders that we expect them to be. And also, what advice would you give to leaders who are looking to lead better?
Just some simple advice. I think one is treat people how you want to be treated. And then two is remember that you're co-creating this journey of amazingness together. You're not leading it, you're co-creating it with your team. And I think the third thing that I would say is listen and be there and be supportive. Nobody expects a leader to solve world peace for them, but they do want somebody there that cares for them, that understands the professional challenges that they're having, to support them and mentor them. And occasionally, if they're having personal challenges, gives them the kind of the bandwidth to take care of those personal challenges, you know, without any judgment.
Mr. Schroyer, again, we want to thank you for joining us here today on the program, and we thank you for the advice and insight shared. If listeners wanted to get more details on Arise Virtual Solutions, as well as to be in touch, where is the best place online to do so?
So go to arise.com, our website there. It's a fantastic place to get information. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter, Jonathan Schroyer. I love chatting with folks.
And of course, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Schroyer, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right, thanks for the time, Eric. Have a wonderful day.
You're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Jonathan Schroyer, the Chief CX Innovation Officer at Arise Virtual Solutions. And once again, for all the details, visit arise.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.